Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce is off this week. Isaac got some things to take care of, and while he's taking care of some things, the NFL draft is kicked off. Thursday night, the first round, our LA Rams, as everyone knows, or should know, our Rams didn't have a pick in the first round, but nevertheless, the NFL draft kicked off, and while it was kicking off, the Rams were kicking it in their draft house in Malibu. Nice little house, just watching everything unfold. But as we say, the NFL draft did indeed kick off, and the first overall pick, no surprise, the Jacksonville Jaguars going with Trevor Lawrence, the 6'6", 213-pound quarterback for Clemson. No surprise at all right there. Everybody has him graded as the best quarterback and really the best player in this year's NFL draft, and Jacksonville couldn't wait to pick him up. So they're hoping that they have their, you know, their franchise quarterback, and not to spend too much time on Jacksonville or any of these draft picks, because as I said, man, we're looking for the Rams and see what they're going to do. They don't pick until round two, which is Friday night, pick number 57. But as far as Trevor Lawrence is concerned, big dude, man. Big dude, strong arm, extremely successful in college. He knows how to extend plays with his feet, got a quick release. But his footwork is a little inconsistent. But anyway, you know, Jacksonville got their pick. And just looking at that other first round, some surprises. A big surprise from a team in the NFL West, that team that we don't even like to talk about, that team that we kind of hate. We're going to talk about who they picked up in a minute. But just going over this first round, what I say, I see Alabama has 6 first-round draft picks, man. 6. I think that's the most since 2004. I think the Miami Hurricanes had 6 that year. But let me check and see. You got Jalen Waddle went number 6, the wide receiver to the Dolphins. That's 1. Patrick Surtain the 2nd went number 9 to the Broncos. That's Alabama. Then Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, he went right after Surtain the 2nd. He goes to the Eagles. That was in a trade. So that's 3. Mac Jones, the quarterback, going to the Patriots. Bill Belichick picking up Mac Jones. But even though Bill Belichick says that Cam Newton is their quarterback, yeah, he's y'all quarterback right now, man. Y'all got Mac Jones. So they're hoping that Mac Jones can step up and take that spot. Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle, goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. Always good to have a nice little old tackle, old lineman. Let me look at it. And Najee Harris, Pittsburgh. Running back going to the Steelers. Now, that's what, let me see. Let me count that. I think that's 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I'm a discuss Najee. I mean, you know what? Najee Harris, the way he plays, that's a good system for him to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Najee Harris because he's not really that elusive. He can't really make people miss. And he's what I call a straight ahead running back. He has to have a hole. He has to have some good blocking. As I say, he doesn't make people miss. Kind of stiff to me, but, you know, he goes number 24 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's about it as far as surprises are concerned. Other than with the number 3 overall pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. Who? It wasn't Mac Jones. It wasn't Justin Fields, even though those two dudes were still on the board. The 49ers decided to go with Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. Now, if you're asking who is Trey Lance, you're just like me. I don't know either. I guess we're about to find out. Now, he's considered one of the biggest risks in the NFL draft because he's you really don't have a big, huge sample size of him balling in college. I think he only played 17 games for North Dakota State. But North Dakota State is they're one of them teams in the football championship series that be straight balling. They be dominating. But Trey Lance, I mean, I ain't tripping. You know, if that's who y'all want, that's who they went and got. But it was extremely, some calling it bold, some calling it risky. It was both of those. It was a huge gamble. Now, if it pays off, they're going to look like geniuses. But if it doesn't, they're going to look like dum-dums. Because you had Mac Jones and you had Justin Fields that you could have snatched, but you go with Trey Lance. And I want to wonder why they went with Trey Lance. Now, some people are saying because he's smart. He knows how to make quick decisions. He knows how to do it right now. And he's a winner. But I don't think anybody expected them to get Trey Lance, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo still there. And Jimmy G ain't old. But they say they plan on keeping Jimmy G as the starter. And we shall see. But it shocked a lot of people that they went and got Trey Lance. So the NFC West probably going to continue to be extremely competitive, and the San Francisco 49ers want to stay relevant. They want to be able to compete not only in the NFC West but with the rest of the NFC and with the rest of the NFL as well. So I think, as I said, they shocked me by taking Trey Lance. But what can I say, man? You know, that's not my team. That's not our team. I wish them nothing but the best until they play us. I don't wish him nothing but the worst then. But he did play under center. A lot of quarterbacks now don't play under center. He called that the pro style offense. He did play under center. North Dakota State did play a lot of play actions like the 49ers like to play, and also like our Rams like to play when we had Goff. So that could help him, you know, kind of adapt to Shanahan's offense a little quicker. But if people thinking he going to sit out and they drafted him number 3 and sit out his rookie season, that don't really happen too often, man. So 49 is shaking some things up, picking Trey Lance. Other first-round picks, NFC West teams, just really the Arizona Cardinals. They pick up Zaven Collins, linebacker from Tulsa. Linebacker is just a need we have. But our Rams, no first-round picks, was sitting back at the crib chilling, just watching. Seattle Seahawks, no first-round picks, just sitting at the crib chilling. And yeah, the Cardinals picked Zaven Collins, number 16 out of Tulsa. But that dude is, from what I see and from what they say, the dude can play. He's a big dude, athletic. He can move. You know, outside linebackers are always huge because you got to be able to cover. But he's not scared to put his, you know, his helmet and his face mask in there, pop a cat upside the head. Just watching, you know, some of the video, I'm impressed with the dude. So we'll see, you know, what he does. He's, you know, going to that Cardinals squad who's added some pieces. J.J. Watt, A.J. Green. So one thing about Zaven Collins, though, you know, he got to work on taking on blocks. But a lot of dudes that, man, they come out of college, they get to the NFL, man. You got to know how to take on them blocks and get off of them blocks. So he's going to need to be a little bit more aggressive. But, hey, if the Cardinals like it, I love it. But what I love are our L.A. Rams. Sitting out chilling, having to watch that first round. But we do get into the action in round 2, pick number 57. As of right now, we may make some trades, move up, move down, pick up some players. But right now, we got pick number 57, round 2. pick number 88, round three. Another pick in round three, pick 103. Round four, pick 141. Round six, pick 209. Round seven, pick 252. That's a lot of picks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's six draft picks, potentially, can join this squad. And we know how important it is to pick up some good draft pieces because the Rams, we want to win the Super Bowl next season. So we can't waste any draft picks. We can't waste any motion at all. We need to bring some players in here who can contribute, who are ready to ball, who can get the culture and the system and fit in and be able to operate in L.A. without getting in a lot of trouble and without being distracted, because it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get distracted anywhere when you got money and a little celebrity. It's definitely easy to get distracted when you're wealthy and in the NFL. And in L.A. So, I still feel the same way. I hope we address some needs on defense and also, you know, on the offensive line. I do want us to add an offensive lineman. I do want us to get us, you know, I want us to get us a Zaven Collins, a linebacker who can just straight ball out. Outside linebacker who can play, who can make some plays, who can cover, who can complement what we already have going on with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Because those dudes that help pick up young players on the defense anyway. And when you have young players coming to a defense with players like that, they usually buy in. They usually listen because they're coming in knowing. You know, you have future Hall of Famers on the defense. So you need to listen, learn, swallow your pride, any ego you have, put it to the side and be ready to ball out. Now, when I see all these young men get drafted into the NFL, extremely excited and happy, and it's a good time, you know. But I just want them to remember, this is a business. College football is a business as well, but you're still a student. Still got to go to class. Still got other responsibilities. Got to go to study hall. You got to do all those things. But right now, it's a business. I remember when I first got to the Rams, and I used to call it practice, but, you know, I was staying with Isaac. And Isaac used to, you know, it took me a while to catch on because he used to say the same thing. You know, hey, got to get ready to go to work. Got to get ready to go to work. But even during his rookie year, when I used to talk to him when I was still playing for the Memphis Tigers, and I used to talk to him often, he called from L.A., or I called him. I'd be like, dog, what you doing? Getting ready to go to work. In my head, I'm like, getting ready to go to practice? No, in college, it's practice. NFL is work. Because your work day starts a lot of times, sometimes 7, 8 o'clock, and it goes to 5, 6 o'clock. It's really a work day. If people think NFL players just show up, go to practice, go to a meeting, and that's it, no. It is a work day. So it is going to work. So a lot of these players got to make that adjustment mentally, that it's a job. They're professionals now. You have certain expectations on you. And I would tell these young fellas, man, look, understand that it's a business. Understand that you're about to get paid a whole bunch of money. Don't get caught up in the hype and the vanity of everybody that's a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people that's going to be around you just wasting money. Buying $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 cars, that's not very smart. Buying all this jewelry, that's not very smart. Spending $500, $600, $1,200, $1,300 on some sunglasses, that's not very smart. I say that because I did that. That was dumb. Was walking through the mall, saw these shades with the little blue tint, had the money. I was like, man, let me get them joints. probably lost him within a week. But if I could tell him, man, I heard Alvin Kamara say something about a couple of weeks ago when he said he still hasn't spent any of his NFL money. He's been living off endorsements and other things, signings and stuff. If that's true, that's a boss move. That's a very mature move. Because that money goes fast. It goes real fast. And it's not going to last forever. That's why you see a lot of old NFL players, they retire, but they can't give it up. For one, because that's their whole identity. That's their whole identity. That's all they know. So when it's over, it's over. But for them, they think they still can do it and they still need it because they haven't evolved. Their mind hasn't evolved. They haven't evolved spiritually. So they think they're still football players. And all football players are, and athletes anywhere, just entertainers. That's all, you know. Just entertainers. But I tell them, look, save your money. Take advantage of this opportunity because it goes by fast. Literally, before you know it, it's over and it's done. And you're looking at the next phase of your life. This is the phase of your life. Enjoy yourself. Build your wealth. Because the next phase is going to come then. Hopefully, it's another phase after that. Because you go from playing peewee football with your eyes set on making it to the NFL. From peewee football, maybe 6, 7, 8 years old when you start playing, to high school is one phase. Then from college to the pros is another phase. Then from the pros until you're not in the pros is another phase. Then you got post-sports, post-football. That's a whole nother phase. That's a whole nother lifetime. I don't even really like to talk about my football playing days because I'm not that dude anymore. I'm not that person anymore. I don't even like to remember or think about how I was back then. So I'll be like, who? Man, I don't talk about that because I don't even like that dude. I don't even like that version of Doc Holliday because I was immature. I was, you know, I was dumb. I was young. So if I could tell them, prepare yourself. Be in the moment, but at the same time, think about when you're done. Because it ends. But right now, hey, be happy. Everybody congratulating you, shaking, you know, patting you on the back, shaking your hands. But at the same time, a lot of people looking at you, they want you to fail. So a lot of those hugs and those smiles, that stuff be fake as hell. Even dudes you've been knowing for a long time and people you've been knowing for a long time. Those smiles be fake as hell. Some of them are genuine, but I learned that a lot of them are fake. They really want you to fail. But they'll be around you because they want to help spend your money. They'll be around you because of, quote unquote, who they think you are. But that's just some advice. That's just some advice. Still happy for everybody. Looking forward to seeing who our Rams are going to pick. Who are they going to bring to La La Town to play in SoFi Stadium? Oh, it's going to be good to see some fans in SoFi next season too, man. And I'm pretty sure the players will be glad to have some fans in the stands as well because they always add a little extra energy to you. But anyway, this is going to be a quick episode of Ramblings because it's just me. And really ain't nothing much to talk about, man. We keep pontificating and trying to wonder who the Rams going to pick. Ain't really nothing to talk about. So now we know. I'm recording this on a Friday morning, April 30th. The second round is today. So we'll see what the Rams get. Who they get. Because we still want that Super Bowl next season. Sean McVay. Les Snead. While you chilling in the draft house, I think it's in Malibu. While you chilling in the draft house, it's beautiful too. Hope y'all relaxing enough, man, to get your minds together, to get your mental stimulation going, and make some good picks, bring some good players to the squad so we can make this thing happen next season. But that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I'm out.